Six.
Rats off a ship.
Ah, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Oh, hello!
Hello.
How are you today, Jennifer?
I'm doing pretty good.
That's good.
How are you guys?
You know, pretty good. Leroy left to get food.
Love that.
Is that what he did? Food?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know where he is.
Snacks or food? It's got to be snacks.
I think he got a sandwich. He was very hungry.
Jeez.
And then he was like, what should I get? Because he was wanted to go to a Cuban restaurant. And he's like, what's pan con lechon? I said, that's a pork sandwich.
Weren't we talking about that like yesterday or 2 days ago?
He doesn't retain things, Jennifer. You know, he's just in one ear, out the other with us sometimes, you know? Like, I didn't, you know, and sometimes he gets me off my toes. Like, I didn't expect Leroy to use Aquaman to save us from Iranian conflict.
So he swept you off your toes? Is that what you just said? You just said Leroy just swept you off your toes?
He does. He's so mad about that. Jennifer, did you see him hit himself at the end of the first hour with the headset?
No, I didn't see that.
Oh, you missed a lot today, yeah, J-Fit.
No, I'm telling you.
No, I mean, I've seen everything. I just didn't see
that. He snuck it in after the windowplex, I think. Or maybe it was, I don't know if it was first segment or first hour.
I think it was, yeah, it was. Was it last hour? Yeah.
No, it was the first
hour.
It was the first hour.
And then he banged his knee in the second hour.
Oh,
right. Yeah, I saw that for sure.
I'm very coolified. Says somebody should do a compilation of Tobin's hello. Take some work, but we could make it happen. What do we have today, Jennifer, for Rats Off a Ship?
Well, first we have Gary Payton, who says the Miami Heat shouldn't go after Giannis.
I love the glove. Champion. But I'm rats off a ship. Like, you know, and I don't even want Giannis, all right? I think I want Kevin Durant, but, like, I don't want them just sitting on their hands, not trying. Rats off a ship. You know, I get his point. You know, you have to give up a lot. What does Giannis have left in the tank? Hey, what did you have left in the tank, Gary Payton? In 2006, everybody left you for dead after that whole flop in L.A. with the Lakers.
But where were you?
Yeah, it was a flop. They said that team was going to kill everybody with him and Malone.
I mean, until Malone got hurt.
Yeah, well, injuries happen.
They got to the final.
The Lakers got their get back. Goran Dragic got hurt, and then LeBron got a ring. So that's how that works. They got their karma back. But I'm rats off a ship. Listen, I can't have anybody tell me not to go after people right now. I need the Heat to go after people, okay? What about you, Jennifer?
You know, yeah, I kind of agree with you. I don't like when people tell me what to do and what not to do.
Right.
So.
Rats off a ship.
Yeah, I'm rats off a ship.
Vlad?
I'm not rats off a ship.
Hmm.
What, Giannis in the Heat? This has been a rumored affair for like the longest. It might as well be official.
Yeah, hottest chick in the game.
Hottest chick in the game. Well, if you get the hottest chick in the game, you know where you want to be? You want to be in Miami. That's where all the hot chicks want to be, especially if they're in the game.
What's number two, Jennifer?
We have Ira Winderman, who says that Miami Heat could pursue Larry Markkanen.
He did say that yesterday. Here was Ira Winderman yesterday on Hockman, Crowder, and Solana when asked about Tyler Hero. Brought up a very interesting name there towards the end.
Has Tyler Hero played his final game for the Miami Heat?
I don't think I'm breaking any news here. I think Tyler Hero thinks he has. I think it's just been too much. It's been nonstop. It's been incessant. And you could say, hey, wait a minute. You only showed up for 33 or so games this year. You have no right in that. But man, Hawk, any of us in any of our jobs, when you hear every single year, you're going to be moved somewhere else. You're going to be doing something else. I think it wears on you. I don't think Tyler Hero can be his best self in Miami. I think he's been sort of knocked down too many times. Last year, Norm Powell comes in. He's the all-star. He's going to be traded for Giannis. Remember when he told Tyler, if we do move you, it's going to be for a Hall of Famer. And they were mentioning Durant, and they were mentioning Giannis, and they were mentioning other players of that ilk. They're trying to do the same right now. They're trying to do it for Giannis. They might do it for Durant. I have a feeling it could be for Lauri Markkanen, who's not a Hall of Famer. I think Tyler needs a fresh start. I think the Heat need a fresh start. Yet you can't keep bringing back the same thing and calling it something different.
Well, let me tell you something, man. I'm not rats off a ship on Lauri Markkanen coming to the Miami Heat. Because let me tell you something right now, dude. Little Finland worked for the Florida Panthers. Why can't we be the Little Finland down at 601 Biscayne Boulevard? How happy would Alexander Barkov be? All right. That dude loves basketball, and then he gets whatever they call brother and Finn. I don't think they call each other brate, but whatever that Finnish brother, Lauri Markkanen comes to town. And so we got the Finnish connection here. Barky and Marky. Barky and Marky? Wow. Wow. Not rats off a ship. I love it. Not surprising. I like names. Even if he's never been in the playoffs. And if he makes $50 million a year the next 3 years. Oh, hello there, Leroy.
It's Velly.
How is it that I was able to hear all of that? Walking in.
Hey, my man said, do you want me to pull into the parking garage? I'm like, what?
Dude, are you okay?
You ran? Were you chased down?
No.
You flock of seagulls?
No.
Did you tackle
him? Dude pulled up. I said, hey, it says 8300 Northeast 2nd Avenue. Oh, that's my bad. That's my bad. I thought it was the building over there.
Was he
minus one?
Was he tangible or tangible? He was a tangible, wasn't he?
He wasn't an intangible. He was a tangible.
He was a tangible.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm. And he goes, that's my bad. That's my bad. I'm like,
it's off me, coach.
I'm looking for the sliding glass door. I'm like, I say, hey, buddy, how about you go to the, you know,
the right location?
Right. Hmm.
My question is, do you write anywhere in the description the name of our building?
Yes! 8300.
Not the address.
Hold on.
I'm talking about the actual name of our building.
Yeah, be honest, boss.
You don't have to give out the address.
No, does it matter?
Yeah.
If you put the address?
It does.
It does.
It does matter.
It does sometimes.
It does.
Because for some reason, sometimes you are the only one who ever has these issues. So there's somewhere.
So if he can't follow the directions to get to the address, if I put the name, he's going to have a better chance?
I think so.
They're going to call and say, hey, what's the address?
Most of the time, they don't have papers.
No. You put the address, but where it says comments or like any other suggestions,
yes,
go ahead and you put the name of the building.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. I got you.
Bosh. Hey, you want Lauri Markkanen? Ira says the Heat might be in on him.
Now? 5 years too late?
What do you mean 5 years too late?
Wait a minute.
Rats off a ship on that?
Lori's not that old.
He's like 29.
Is he 29?
He's turned 29. He's turned 29 this month, I think.
And by the way, brother in Finnish is Veli.
Shveli?
Veli.
Veli?
V-E-L-I.
Yeah, dude. Him, Barky and Marky together down here, dude?
Oh, man. I mean, didn't we think we had that with Jovic?
He's Serbian.
But I'm just saying that, like, very similar players. Are we done with Jovic?
I think at his best, Nikola Jovic, we would think, oh, he could be Lauri Markkanen.
Okay, in 5 years?
Tobin's got a type. You'll swap a Euro for another Euro.
That's not true. That's not true.
Yes, you
really?
I'm not a Euro floozy.
Yeah, I think you're a Euro.
What? I'm not a Euro floozy. Yeah, what? I'm not a Euro floozy.
You watch this in the summer, you'll watch some Euro basketball,
and then you'll come back.
Yo.
You do hopium with Euros. That's what I think you do.
He beat Serbia, Lauri Markkanen. Him and Slim Jesus. Mikko Myrinen.
Who's Slim Jesus?
His Slim Jesus is this teenage phenom. He's Finnish. His name is Mikko Myrinen.
Dude, you getting all these names right about how you do boxing. I'm a little worried about you.
I'm telling you. But I like all players, not just European players.
Yeah, you love
you don't team. Seem you seem to get their names right though.
You got special channels for European players.
That's not fair. That's not fair. That is, I mean, it's true, but it's not
fair.
Have
you canceled your subscription?
I have to do that.
You have to do that.
You haven't done that?
I still have a couple months.
Wait, can I ask you a question? Every time you go to cancel it, they put a game on and...
Oh, he gets wooed. It's like OnlyFans. It's like his OnlyFans.
I don't think there's any international...
I think that's your OnlyFans.
I don't think there's any international ball this year.
I think Euro basketball is your OnlyFans.
Dade Saff says, Tobin's talked about the British tight end as much as Proctor. That's not fair. That's not
true.
That's not true. Anyway, do you want Lauri Markkanen or Rats Off a Ship?
I kicked the tires on him. I'm not Rats Off a Ship.
Jennifer?
Yeah, same. I'm not Rats Off a Ship.
All right.
I thought he was much older. He's been around forever.
He has been around a while. Right. He has been around. He never played in the playoffs either. I mean, listen, Utah wasn't trying this year.
When has Utah ever tried?
So,
that's a good question. Do you think, hey guys, we're trying this year? You're like, really, coach?
Depending on what this team needs, though, like, you have a young version of that. Shouldn't you try to, if you're going to bring in some players that are going to cost you some money, kind of think about other positions?
I look at it like this. If you're going to use the Tyler Hero money on a trade, that one intrigues me just because I think, first of all, I'm doing it with Keeping Kalel. So, again, it's kind of the Durant thing, but he's obviously not as good long-wise as Durant, but it's the same idea to me as Durant.
Okay. You but know? Younger.
A little younger.
And yeah. Maybe not as ornery.
And not as good. Not as good as Durant.
Not as good.
Durant's better, but he's younger.
I don't want to – I'm scared to get a player no matter how good he's been, and then as soon as you get him, he starts breaking.
Well, he hasn't – you know, that's the other thing. He's missed – he's only played, I think, 44 the last couple of years, but it's the Jazz. I don't know if it's theatrics or real injuries. Right.
No, I was talking about KD.
Oh, yeah, I got you. Vlad Rats, Laurie?
No, not Rats officer. I think that would be a good move.
All right. What's number three, Jennifer?
We have Tim Hasselbeck, who says, Patrick Mahomes Rats officer. Might not be
Damn, just the because his same name's Hasselbeck?
Ever after yeah. his knee injury.
Wow.
Wait, he won't be the same?
Won't be the same, Tim Correct. Hasselbeck said yesterday.
I'm Rats officer on that.
Really?
Yeah, because one of the things that we tend to look at quarterbacks and talk about all the other stuff, mm-hmm. Patrick Mahomes could throw the hell out of the football.
Yes.
And so he still can be productive if he can't run.
Can I get a timeout here?
Yeah. Sure.
When I said this on Monday, didn't I say this on Monday and he was like, Vlad, we don't know what's going to happen. That's why you can't say the Chiefs are going to be such a good team this year.
No, I did say that.
So then how you going
to? No, because the question was, he said Patrick Mahomes is never going to be the same. And I'm saying – like, yeah, he could. I don't know when, Vlad. We were having a discussion of when. You said this year. That's the conversation we were having. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but
he said never. I'm not saying never. Okay. I didn't say he was going to be ready at the beginning of the season, though. That's the conversation we were having. So it's different conversations.
Okay. You're right.
Okay.
I'm rats off a ship, though. I'm rats off a ship. Never's a long time. Tom right. Brady tore his ACL and he won four more Super Bowls.
But here's the difference. Here's the difference.
Rats off a ship.
And I will say this. I think he's more referring to, like, Tom Brady was never going to take off and run.
Never.
So Patrick Mahomes is all. He's one of those guys that he don't move fast, but he always seems to make those one or two Scoots plays around. A game. Mm-hmm. So if you get rid of those one or two plays a game, is Patrick Mahomes still going to be Patrick Mahomes? Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well,
I don't know when, but I still think he – because guess what? When he ran, he was never fast enough.
But he was right. elusive.
Right.
He still could be elusive.
Yes. Yes. But I don't know when that's going to be.
You just did Fraggle Rock?
Sneaky athletic.
Fraggle Rock.
Kermit.
Jennifer, where are your rats?
I'm also rats off the ship.
Rats off the ship.
Word there.
I love the way guys who played the position are telling other guys who are great at the position, he ain't going to be that guy no more.
Dan Orlovsky.
I'm always careful with saying a guy ain't going to be the guy that I never was.
Vlad, where are your rats?
Come on, you know how I feel about 15. You know I think he's the best ever. So,
thank you.
Yeah, there's no way I'm rats off the ship. Come on, man. It's Tim Hasselbeck. Which Hasselbeck was he? Was he the backup for Andrew?
He was
Andrew?
The non-good Hasselbeck. Matt Hasselbeck was the one with some chops.
Is he the one that snuck a ring with the Giants? And then
Is he the one
with the wife that was like in like she was a daytime talk show host?
Oh yeah, she was on The View.
Yeah,
was she?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I think that was Tim.
That's him. Okay, yeah. He doesn't matter.
Matt Hasselbeck was the quarterback that actually played.
Matt Hasselbeck was good for
the
Seahawks.
He played for Seattle, right.
Yeah, he was good for the Seahawks.
Yeah.
He was the only bad moment is the wild card.
The
wild card game where he said, we're going to take the ball and score. And then
he threw a pick six.
Yeah. He failed six to Al Harris.
Yeah.
Yeah, they scored, all right.
Yeah.
He scored for the other team.
Give us one more, Jennifer.
We have Kirk Herbstreich, who went on Pat McAfee.
Mm-hmm.
And he said the Miami Hurricanes are the best team in college football.
Herbie loves the Hurricanes, man.
He saved the Hurricanes. He saved the Hurricanes. He ripped them on game day years ago. So they're being cheap bastards.
That was the first time he probably ever ripped them. So it hurt.
That's the first time. He don't rip a whole lot of people.
He doesn't rip the University of Miami. Like, Herbie's a big – like, you would think he might have played at the University of Miami way he loves Miami.
He went to that school up down south.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, down south.
Doesn't his son play for Michigan?
Could I think so.
Wow. How'd that go down?
Dude, you'd be amazed that the relationship between Ohio and Michigan it with how many kids and parents and sons go to either school. They're really close to each other.
Did Uncle Des make that happen? What the hell's going on?
I don't know.
That's crazy.
I don't know.
Anyway, not rats off a ship. I mean, you know, I don't argue with that.
I'm not rats off a ship. I can't.
They're good.
I said yesterday that I think, like, barring the quarterback situation, they're going to be something to contend next 4 or 5 years.
Dade South says rat poison. Trevor says it's a trap. Herb Street hates Miami. Jennifer, your rats. Love the rats.
Of course I'm not. I mean, not rats off our ship. Sorry.
Vlad?
No, I'm not a rats off the ship.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Herbie's speaking gospel. He's speaking the gospel right there.
I like it. All right, we'll take a break. Final hour coming on up. We're back after this.